Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new exhibition at the Massachusetts College of Art and Design's Museum in Boston explores sound in new ways. It was created by Jace Clayton, an artist, DJ, and self-proclaimed sound chaser. His installation invites visitors to participate in some audio alchemy using their own smartphones. WBUR's Andrea Shea explains.
Walk into the bright white upstairs gallery at the Mass Art Art Museum and you'll encounter 40 black speakers on 40 tall straw-colored wooden stands. Sound artist Jace Clayton arranged them in a wide circle.
And then in the center of the circle defined by the speakers, there's a pedestal and two benches.
His work, titled 40-part part, looks like a minimalist sculpture. But two thin cables poke out of the pedestal in the middle, and there's a Bluetooth button. These are Clayton's invitations for visitors to activate his piece with sounds or songs from their cell phones.
Everyone has this world of sound at their fingertips, and so what if we can turn that, something which is ordinarily private, your own personal playlist, into something that's kind of broadcast in this space? And partially, I'm always just curious. I'm like, what are people listening to?
But this isn't just a listening party. When people connect and press play, Clayton's algorithms morph their selection into something new.
And then they'll hear whatever they've chosen transformed and mutated and spatialized and spun around, and all sorts of different things will happen. And it's always surprising.
So I scroll through my phone.
All right, let's see what you got for us.
Beach Boys.
Sounds good. The sound will also kind of move around these 40 speakers in a circle in different ways. Like sometimes it will spin, sometimes it will freeze. But no audio of my own enters into the piece. It's only other people's sound gets processed.
Making familiar sounds unfamiliar is one of Clayton's goals, in part because he says it taps into emotion and memory. He also wants to challenge assumptions about what can transpire in a museum.
You know, museums are ordinarily places of quiet appreciation, talk in small voices, whereas here, come in and play your sounds as loud as you like, you know, so it's kind of inverting the standard power dynamic.
Let's imagine what a museum could be.
That's Lisa Tung's job as MAM's executive and artistic director.
Not just a space where you walk in and just see something on the wall and you can't interact other than by observing, which is also really wonderful, but to have an artist who really wants the public to come and take over his piece.
Tung, a child of the 80s, tries it out with a tune by Talking Heads and Tom Tom Club.
I just love how it goes around in different ways, cutting it up and making this weird origami tapestry of some kind.
Jace Clayton has been manipulating music technology for decades as a globe-trotting DJ, writer, and composer. He grew up in North Andover and started experimenting with turntables in the 90s.
The main act of DJing, of course, there's all this technical stuff, but the main act is selecting. And so I think this kind of quietly asks the audience to do that. Like, what song do you want to present?
Visitor Alex Bednar picks a song that's nostalgic for him.
It's called Never Meant. It's by the band American Football from the late 90s. It's like kind of echoes. It feels almost like going in and out of like a place or like a realm or something like that. It's almost like the feeling of remembering a song and how a song associates with like a memory, and it's a different way to hear something that I'm all too familiar with.
Wow. Wow. This is so weird. I love it though.
Gabby Gale's song choice has a fitting title, Ghosts in the Machine by SZA.
I think it's cool. I mean, we're in like this new age of remixes every single day on the internet. TikTok has them all the time. You mash and mix with songs, so it keeps you fresh. We'll do Lizzo too. Why not?
Gail's reaction would be music to artist Jace Clayton's ears.
I love contemporary art that actually like addresses what it means to be alive right in this moment.
When technology and humans mix, Clayton believes they can make magic. He hopes visitors will feel that for themselves when they step inside his circle of speakers and press play. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.